from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're just moments away from welcoming in Joe Patrick to just discuss what we just saw from Atlanta United. They went on the road and got a win against a playoff team. Who knew? Who thought it would be possible?
Who knew?
Who knew, Garrett?
Who knew?
Joe Patrick.
I certainly didn't.
Joe Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Garrett. How are you?
I'm better after a win.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you make of this performance, man? I know you jumped in. Thank you so much for filling in for me on the full-time report with Abe Gordon. You did the pregame show, too. I didn't think that this team was able to go on the road and get a win, but they did. What do you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I think that was the big question mark in the team's inability really for the better part of the last several months is to really just string together a solid 90 minutes where there isn't a big mental lapse, there isn't an error that directly leads to a goal, there isn't a lack of communication. All that seemed to be on point. And, like, there was – honestly, for anyone who didn't see, like, there was not even – that big of a chance for Charlotte in this game that they created, like, yeah. Atlanta. And you've always felt like if Atlanta United was able to play that way, that their offense was going to score them enough goals to be successful. And that's why we saw this team invest in the offseason in center backs like Steven Gregerson, Derek Williams have been great here as of late. But they've also just been inconsistent as to whether they've been on the field with injury and yep. form and et cetera. So it was great to see them just like have that competent performance. And ultimately you get a goal from Jay Fortune for his first goal of his MLS career. So everything, you know, kind of came together for them in that sense.
Yeah. And ultimately you just said it. I mean, it's the fact that the inconsistency has plagued this team throughout the course of the season, mostly because this team's inconsistent with staying healthy. They just haven't been yeah. able to stay on the pitch. And, I mean, it's just been the most frustrating thing for Atlanta United. But one thing that wasn't frustrating was the play of Brad Guzan. You mentioned that they weren't really able to create a lot of opportunities, but a lot of that had to do with Brad Guzan and goals snuffing out any opportunity that they did have. Can we expect more performances like what we saw on Saturday with the way that the center backs played and the way that Brad Guzan played, or was that more just a product of who Charlotte is?
Yeah, this is the I think I've actually gotten to the bottom of this on Brad Guzan. This is like my thesis, and hear me out on this, Garrett. I think like I actually still think you could actually like win a championship with Brad Guzan as your goalkeeper, because I still think Brad Guzan is an above average to, you know, upper tier quality goalkeeper when he has a consistent and very good defense in front of him. And that's the thing, is like, he is not going to be a goalkeeper who is able to make reflex-like saves into the corners like some of the more younger, you know, athletic goalkeepers that we see in this league. And that gets them out of a lot of trouble where their defense and midfielders are not on the same page and they allow a shot to kind of come in from out of nowhere. If Brad Guzan has a defense in front of him that is set and solid and he can anticipate when the shots are going to be able to come, where the gaps typically are, where players are going to be able to shoot from, he has a much better chance of having those, you know, of denying those chances, and that's exactly what happened against Charlotte. He had 6 saves, which was, you know, a game high, and they all seemed like relatively comfortable for him. And so, you know, and obviously, well, longer term picture with Brad Guzan is a different story for Atlanta United. But I still think that, you know, he is, you know, very, I don't even want to say, I was going to say serviceable, but he's really better than that for this team as they go into this stretch run. If they can just get that consistent performance in front of him, mm-hmm. like they did on Saturday night.
Yeah, huge. Joe Patrick joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking all things Atlanta United. Maybe get a couple of Falcons questions here at the end because he is a Falcons insider here for the station, but I want to keep it all five stripes here for right now. Alexei Mironchuk played 89 minutes, way more than I think anybody really expected. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, you know, I've been really impressed with him in the first, what has it been, about 2 hours of play so far, having played about a half hour in his debut out in L.A., and then, yeah, almost a full 90 minutes in that game, which is really remarkable considering the apparently he was going to hopefully play the first half, and then you get into halftime and see what you want to do, whether you sub him or take him out at that point, and he just kept going, and I think it speaks to his kind of veteran savviness, and that this is something that we've heard Garth Lagerwey talk about, the kind of player he wants to acquire, especially in these DP spots, as someone who's, you know, a proven experienced professional, has been to multiple leagues and been successful. And I think that that's evident in the fact that he was able to manage himself through this game when he knew that the team needed him to be out there. I think that that's the big key. And it's kind of almost like, it's not like vocal leadership, but I think it's really like responsible play from him to know that he brings, you know, just a value to the team that can't be replicated off the bench. So in order for them to get the win, he has to go as long in this game as possible. So I just thought he was really good at kind of managing his own stamina and, you know, not kind of overextending himself physically in this game. I think the fitness will get better, obviously, over time. And, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily going to increase his foot speed. He's not like the fastest of just straight up like in a foot race, fast, beat you kind of guy. But he's so skilled on the ball and he's so clever at like, you know, gliding into areas of space or attracting defenders and then being able to release the ball out to teammates into space. So he just creates so much for the team. I'm just really excited to see what else he can bring. And you never know if Atlanta United could get something going with him as this playmaker, and teams have only, you know, don't have a huge sample size and scouting how to stop a player like him, you know, maybe Atlanta United could get a run going.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? And you know what, when it comes to what Alexei is able to do and what he does best, it is creating opportunities for other players. I mean, it's not necessarily creating for himself and doing, I mean, Thiago Almada was a guy who, I mean, the guy was a superhuman with the ball at his feet by MLS standards. I mean, the guy was just very effective. And I'm not expecting Alexei Mironchuk to come in here and do that necessarily. But as far as being a playmaker, being somebody who can really create opportunities and make his teammates better, I was on with John Nelson on his podcast earlier today from Georgia Public Broadcasting. And look, this is a guy, Mironchuk, who is like that Magic Johnson type dude who's going to go down and he's going to make these fancy plays and do stuff and create opportunities for everybody else. He's a distributor. That's mm-hmm. what he does best. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you saw Saba was able to get opportunities. You saw Jay Fortune was able to put the ball in the back of the net. And I want to give Fortune some flowers too, because that guy, he's earned every opportunity. Has he earned a starting spot for you?
Yeah, I think he has. I mean, he's basically come in for Tristan Mayumba, who's been out with injury. And Tristan Mayumba had been in a terrible run of form for most of the season after he really played well last year. And so, yeah, that's a I don't know if it's a selection problem. Like, you know, I think Jay Fortune is just, you know, the better player at this point. And I think that it's actually good for the squad to have Tristan Mayumba have to kind of fight for his place and work his way back in with his, first of all, just, I guess it starts with training when you aren't able to, you know, start most matches. But what Jay Fortune is bringing to this team right now, you don't want to take that out. You don't want to take that out of the team. And especially after he scores a goal, you know, his MLS goal, you don't want to just keep players in for that reason necessarily, but he had overall a good game that was kind of highlighted by the goal. And it doesn't set a good precedent in the locker room to kind of remove that player from the team. You know, the players want the players on the field to give them the best chance to win. And in this case, it happens to be, you know, a 21-year-old homegrown, I think. And until Tristan Mayumba can prove me and I think everybody else wrong, you know, that's going to be the standard from this point. So great to see Jay Fortune do that. I did want to add one more thing on Mironchuk, though, is that you're totally right, Garrett. It's like the game, you can almost, when you're watching him play, it's like you can tell that the game is moving slower for him, and he can just kind of see things. It's like a quarterback who's like really calm in the pocket and is just consistently delivering, you know, strikes. That's the kind of play that, you know, I saw from Mironchuk, and he should only get better from here. Again, given the fact that he was coming from being out of season, that he's just kind of getting himself ramped up physically.
Joe, what do you expect from Atlanta United down the stretch? Like, do you think that this is legitimately a playoff team?
You know, but if you were to have asked me Saturday before the game or Friday or any time previous, I would have said no, not a playoff team. The game against Charlotte is exactly the kind of game that they need to play consistently to get into the playoffs. The key word there is consistently. And we've seen this team have some really great games. They beat the Columbus Crew at home a while back, right before League's Cup action. A couple months before that, they had a great win down in Miami. And I would say that this win was as good of a win as they've had since that win in Miami. That was one of Gonzalo Pineda's last games in charge. But they have not been able to string those performances together. And so it's like, I want to say yes after that performance, but I want to see them do it again. You know, like, they need to put these things back to back and show that they can have some consistency game to game. But having said that, if they can play like they played in Charlotte, then yes, absolutely, they will make the playoffs.
Yeah, making the playoffs and being a legitimate contender, though, I came into this season, and I'm sure you did too, Joe. I had lots of expectations for this team to be a top four team in the Eastern Conference, make a run at MLS Cup. That's not happening. I know it's not happening. It's not realistic, and I think it's honestly foolish to really think that way, respectfully, to anybody else out there who thinks
even
that they
the
are.
Even the club leaders admit that top four is out of reach.
Well, top four. I mean, that's not the thing. I'm saying legitimately make a run.
Championship contender, but gotcha.
But what is separating them from being one of those top four teams, you know?
Yeah. I think it's some things on the roster. You know, this roster is still, they're still kind of shorthanded. They obviously wanted to get another DP striker in at this point, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason. So they're kind of just not being in a hurry to do these deals and just want to make sure they have the right deals so that they don't kind of get stuck in a bad salary cap situation down the road like we're seeing them have to work out of. But, you know, I think when it really comes to a championship team, you have to have, like, a really genuine chemistry within the team. And obviously that chemistry develops a lot when you win games. And so when you have been losing getting poor results as much as Atlanta United has recently, it's hard to, like, really have those kind of good feelings with your teammates and, like, feel like you're building and developing something. But, you know, that's something that strikes me about those early Atlanta United teams with Tata Martino and all those Argentine players or players coming from South America. You know, that just happened to be because those were the core contingent of players who were playing for that team. You know, that was just kind of the flavor of the team, and it was kind of the culture of the locker room, and it was super successful. And actually, it was kind of the domestic American players that really bought into that culture. And it's not necessarily that you have to have that specific culture, but I do feel like you have to have that kind of chemistry that I just frankly have not seen really since the Tata Martino era. Ever since then, it's been kind of a revolving door of coaches and players, and they just haven't had that stability that I think Garth Lagerwey wants to bring. And that's why, again, he's not being, you know, he's not rushing with these decisions to bring in players or coaches or whatever. He wants to make sure he gets the right ones so that you can start to build that kind of culture.
Yeah, I completely agree. 2019 was really the last time that I had any confidence in this team by the end of the season. And the chemistry was there. Frank DeBoer, he wasn't necessarily very popular, but the team was really good. And they legitimately were just maybe a couple of plays away from legitimately playing in an MLS Cup final. And it was just that ridiculous finish that they had up in Toronto that separated from that. But,
you know, Garrett, just really quickly, because I know you're probably running up against it, but like that 2019 team is actually a great example because it was a team that had that culture that we were talking about under Tata Martino. Frank DeBoer comes in with a different idea of how to run a club, and he imposes that on the team, and it had its pros, but it definitely, I think the negatives outweighed it, and the team started to struggle later on in the season when they ultimately were not to keep keep clean sheets in every match. But then he kind of let go, and the players were able to tap back into what was left of that culture. And so it was an interesting season because you got to see kind of, you know, a downward slide caused by some of these things. And then, you know, you saw progression. And it just so happens, you know, it's like these guys, you get put in boxes because it's like, okay, it was like a Latin American kind of contingent of players versus this like European coach. And like that being like the collision that caused this disruption, it wasn't necessarily the nationalities or whatever. It was just the way the ideas of management versus what the players expected from the previous manager. And so it was just the interplay with that. But you could really see it kind of morphed into something else over the course of the season that gave them a genuine chance to win. They should have been hosting a back-to-back MLS Cup final that
yes.
year, despite
yes.
the fact that it looked really bad midseason.
Yeah. No, you're completely right. That was the last time we really saw a contingent of Atlanta United players that looked like they played together with any sort of mm-hmm. consistency. But really quick, 30 seconds, the Atlanta Falcons, they open up on Sunday. Expectations for that one?
Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. I think the city is obviously so ready for the Falcons team to be good again. I personally think they're going to get it. I think the players are excited. I was actually in the locker room this morning in Flowery Branch. It's just like you can feel it. It's week one. And it's going to keep building over the course of this week. I think it's going to be the longest week of our lives. But when you talk about Arthur Smith and all those narratives, a bunch of players, by the way, Cordero Patterson coming back. I'm sure he'll be playing mm-hmm. catch with some fans before the game. So, oh, man, it's really exciting times with NFL right around the corner here.
Hope abounds here in the city of Atlanta. Joe Patrick, thanks so much, buddy.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.